It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, welcome back. Happy eating and drinking. I'm David Craig, and, well, this is the show. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios here at KFNS. Our producer is Matt Grover. Thank you for your fine work there, Matt. I invite you to visit our website, which is foodtalkstl.com. We have show archives there, so you can listen back to pretty much everything from the very beginning. And if you want to, when you go to our website, you can click on the guest list there, and you can see who all we've had on in the past and say, oh, maybe I'd like to go and hear her segment or his segment, and then go over to the past shows tab, and voila, there you are. We're on Twitter at Food Talk STL, and we don't just post plugs for the show. There are plenty of those on there, but there's a lot of other things that relate to food and dining and eating and drinking. And we have our Facebook page as well. And if you want to contact the show via email, try this one, foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. A couple of quick notes, and then we'll talk to our first guest here. If you're a movie fan, you go to dinner and a movie. This new movie, Premium Rush, I kind of liked. It's very kinetic. It's about bicycle couriers in Manhattan. I prefer the Katy Trail myself, relative quiet and safety. But watching these guys ride their bikes through Manhattan, it is a real rush. And as I was watching the movie, I thought, this is a movie that my sons would have loved when they were like 11 and 12. I think they'd still like them being a few years older now. But it's Premium Rush. It's a fun movie. A couple of quick notes here. Downtown Restaurant Week continues through tomorrow. Info at downtownrestaurantweek.net. We mentioned a book last week when Matt Sorrell and Evan Ben were here, and I did finish reading it, called Blood, Bones, and Butter by Gabrielle Hamilton, an excellent chef memoir. I saw it up at Barnes & Noble and grabbed it, and it was pretty good, and I've already passed it on. There's a new app for your phone that we actually posted a Twitter note about this. It's the Food Network On the Road app. So when you're traveling and you say, hey, we're in Chicago. I remember seeing this barbecue place on Guy Fieri or some other show. Anyway, the app helps you find places that were featured on their shows on the Food Network. And RFT 2012 Best of voting is underway. So if you want to vote for a favorite restaurant or bar, or I mean, they got all kinds of categories on there. Check them out at riverfronttimes.com. Okay, our first guest on the show today is Don Hutchison, who is director of retail operations for St. Louis Bread Company, Panera. He serves the St. Louis area, in addition to most of Missouri, east of Columbia, all of Illinois except Chicago, and the Nashville area. So, Don, good morning, and welcome to Food Talk STL, buddy.
Good morning. Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you in here, and fun to talk a little SEC football before we went on the air, too. Don is an LSU guy, and I'm an Alabama guy, and I'm wearing my Bama T-shirt today. I should have told you could have worn some LSU colors.
I'd have brought in the tiger head, purple and gold.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It wouldn't have bothered me too much. I mean, I have the utmost respect for LSU, and I know all the LSU fans are looking forward to the game on the first Saturday in November, as are all the Bama fans as well.
Absolutely. Should be a great rematch.
Going to be a very big deal. Okay, St. Louis Bread Company. People have wondered for a while here, and I think, you know, we were talking last week on the show about all the banks that do the takeovers, and they come in, and there are brand names that have been in St. Louis for decades, in some cases centuries, and the new owners say, well, to heck with that. We're going to give it our name. And I think there have been people who have expected that at some point Panera would take away the St. Louis Bread Company brand name and make all the stores in town Panera. And we've seen the national spots in the Olympics and all that. So is this something that would happen? Is there a commitment to keep the St. Louis name on Breadco?
Right. We're deeply rooted here in St. Louis, and this is where we started back in 1987 in Kirkwood there at the Manchester and Woodlawn. And we're getting ready to celebrate our 25th year here in St. Louis. And so, you know, we're a big part of the St. Louis community, the St. Louis neighborhoods, and you know, inside the St. Louis metro area, we're known as St. Louis Bread Company. And then as you venture out, further out and in other cities across the United States, it's Panera. So we're committed to keeping St. Louis Bread Company here in St. Louis.
Well, it's not like it's the hugest deal there is, but I think people in St. Louis, there's a little bit of hometown pride when you see that on the name on the store.
Absolutely. And when you talk to our customers, you know, they don't say, hey, this is St. Louis Bread Company. They say, this is my Bread Co. This mm-hmm. is my neighborhood cafe. This is where I go to engage with my neighbors and my friends, and we sit there to relax. And so this is their Bread Co., their neighborhood. So, you know, we have all intents to keep it as St. Louis.
Now, how many stores or bakery cafes,
there you go,
to use your terminology, how many are there that are branded as St. Louis Bread Company?
There's 48 here in the metro area that have St. Louis Bread Company on it.
Are most of those company-owned or some of those franchised?
They're 100% company-owned, St. Louis Bread Company.
Okay. But Panera nationwide, I mean, if I had the bucks, I could buy a franchise and put it out, you know, Omaha or somewhere.
Right. We have a split. It's about 45% company-owned, 55% franchise throughout the nation. We have about 1,600 locations all throughout the United States, and even ventured into Canada now.
The TV spots that we've seen recently for Panera, the national spots, is that the first big national campaign that you all have done?
It is. We've started this a little bit, you know, probably 8 months ago, 12 months ago, and it's a big national campaign that we've got going all over. We use both TV and print as well.
Well, then there's radio. You forgot about radio.
Right. The radio is the...
No, I know you do.
The radio
that.
Is the local. The
yeah.
local.
I'm yeah. sorry. I know you all do a significant amount.
We do.
And the radio industry thanks you for supporting the industry with advertising. Okay, you mentioned the first store over here at Woodlawn in Manchester in Kirkwood, and that was St. Louis Bread Company. Gosh, that was even before I moved to town, so that's... That's been here a long time. It's gone through the changes. You know, you all went from the green look. Now, have all of them changed from green to gold by now?
I sure hope so. It's gone from green to what we call a wheat color and different generations of different looks throughout the company. So we're always continuing to update and remodel and stay ahead.
And I used to think it was kind of nice when you would go into a bread company and there was always classical music playing. That was, I'm sure, before you became part of Panera. And I think it's, though, kind of nice now to have a little more upbeat stuff.
It's a little jazzier, a little more in tune to our target customer there. And so we're continuing to change, and we try to continue to make our cafes more of an oasis for our people to come and just get in and get away from real life and come in and enjoy themselves with a cup of coffee or a muffin or a bagel or a pastry.
What are your biggest sellers? I'm sure it's, you know, different breakfast and lunch, but at breakfast, what's the top dog there? What's your bread and butter, to use a bad...
Well, obviously, everyone's favorite at breakfast is either our Semi-Crunch bagel or the Asiago bagel or one of our line of the hot breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, I like both of those bagels a lot. They're very good. Put them in the bread slicer for me.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really a big hit. And then at lunch, our hot paninis are a big hit. You know, our chicken frontega is great. And then, you know, our signature salad line has really taken off lately. You know, we're using... all natural proteins like our chicken and our oven roasted turkey and helping those complement the salads, and that line has really taken off and become one of our most popular hits. And right now we've got our strawberry poppy seed with chicken salad, which is our big summertime hit, and we've only got about 2 weeks left before we rotate off of that salad into our new fall lineup.
By the way, if you're just punching in, this is 590 The Fan, KFNS, and this show is Food Talk, STL. My name is David Craig, and my guest is Don Hutchison, Director of Retail Operations for the St. Louis region for St. Louis Bread Company / Panera. Let's talk a little bit about research and development and when you're deciding things that you're going to add to the menu. Where and how do you all do that? Do you have a secret lab somewhere in Sunset Hills where you do you have the test kitchen, or do you do it all in stores?
No, we have we go through an extensive research and development process, and you know, we start with a concept that we have our chief concept officer and some of his foodies will go through, and then we'll test it in one bakery cafe. That bakery cafe could be anywhere across the United States. And depending on the feedback and how that goes well, then we kind of expand it to a larger group of bakery cafes to make sure that we're still, the operations of it's correct. We can roll it out to multiple cafes. And then we get it even broader to a larger market. Then we go to a national rollout. So,
how big a national footprint does Panera have? Are you in all 50 states now?
Not yet. We're in 41 states across the country, and now we've just ventured into Canada.
So there are franchise opportunities.
There are.
Somebody who's maybe got some money and wants to get out there. Now, you were talking about people kind of escaping from the world and coming into Breadco and, you know, just kind of sitting down there. Now, I have seen people come in there and they'll get a cup of coffee and they'll fire up their laptop. And I know if you log on through Panera, there's a little message that says, hey, if you're going to be here for a while, you know, be courteous to everybody else. I can't quote the verbiage right offhand, but do y'all ever have to go over and nudge somebody and say, hey, man, you've been here 5 hours. There's folks that need a table.
Well, we in some of our cafes, you know, first of all, we have the unlimited Wi-Fi, the free Wi-Fi, and then in some of our cafes during our busy lunch time, we limit that to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But outside of lunch, it's unlimited free Wi-Fi, and you know, we encourage our people to come in and relax and just get away from the cubicle that they sit in at their office 9 to 5, and maybe they want to escape from that and come in and have a healthy smoothie at 2:30 in the afternoon with a whole grain bagel or something like that, or a hot chocolate chip cookie. That's what we're here. We build our environments around that. We have comfortable chairs. We got warm environments. We have fireplaces, and then the Wi-Fi. So we encourage it.
It is kind of weird to walk into a Breadco in the summertime when it's pretty warm outside and see the fireplace going. And I've had this happen a couple of times. No, it's true. You've seen that, haven't you?
I have seen it.
It's kind of like, hey, you know, it's cozy. It's nice. It's fun. I mean, it's not like it's hot or anything, and I don't mean to embarrass you.
But you know, the St. Louis weather could change at any time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The Sunset Hills location, and I went in there and met a guy yesterday and had a soda, and it's set up quite differently from all the others because you actually have table service there. You come in and you get in the line and you order and you go sit down, and here comes your panini or your salad or whatever. And you've had that, what, a year or 2 years now?
We've had it for about 18 months now. And that's the table service is another part of that testing process, like we talked about earlier, research and development. It's not only food that we test, but it's also different services or different environments or stuff like that. So at the Sunset Hills location, it's the only location in St. Louis right now, we offer table service where customer would come in, place their order like they normally do, and then they can go fill their beverage and then have a seat at the table. And we take care of all the tough stuff, because it's hard for some of our customers to navigate to the table with the stroller or the briefcase or their laptop and then try to carry the food out there as well. So that's a test we're doing here in St. Louis. We also have that expanded in other markets across the country to see how that test works out there as well.
Well, the first time I went in there, it was a little odd, you know, because being accustomed to the way it's always been, and it's like, no, go sit down. This is Breadco. You don't do that. No, that's what we're doing here. But I think it works pretty well. Do you think that it'll be something that you're going to spread? I mean, is it still being evaluated?
It's still being evaluated. We're in the research and development phase of it now, and we have several cafes that are testing it, but the initial results looks really positive and favorable.
Okay, let's talk for a second about the Community Cafe, which is the thing you all have on Central there in Clayton, which has been going, I think, about 2.5, 3 years, something like that.
Right.
Where does the money go? I mean, I know you make money, and there's some money to donate to charities and stuff. What do y'all do with that?
Well, let's back up a step. So it's really a community bakery cafe where it's totally funded by the donations of the customers that come in there. Currently, right now, you know, as that for those that don't know that process, we have a suggested donation value up on our menu board,
mm-hmm.
and people can leave that amount. They can leave more for the person behind them that may need it, or they can, or if they don't have the funds and ways and means, they can leave less. And that's why we're there, so everyone can enjoy a meal. And so throughout the, you know, at the end of the day, we collect about 60% of the retail value of the donation amount up there. And so at the end of the month, once we've gone through and paid our vendors for the food, the, mm-hmm. the landlord and all that stuff, there's very little, if any, left over. If we do have some left over, we do partner with different organizations in the St. Louis area to really help some of their youth that may be at risk, that we can do some sort of a job preview for them, bring them in, teach them real life skills and scenarios of how they can go out and be self-sustaining instead of depending upon society to help sponsor them. So,
but the food is pretty much the same as I would get at, say, the De Pere Bread Co.
Yeah, the any type of food that you would order from a sandwich standpoint, a salad or a hot panini. Those are soups. Those are all fresh, made fresh every day. The pastries that we have in our case are actually baked fresh yesterday and donated to that bakery cafe from other bakery cafes across across the St. Louis area.
I think it's a great thing, and it's a good PR thing for you guys as well. And I think things are going great. I checked that stock price yesterday, and I sure wish I'd have bought some. Back in, I was looking December of 07, Panera stock, $35-36. This year it had hit 160, so right. So you guys are doing something right over there. And I saw a story. Did you see the story from Nashua, New Hampshire? I saw it on the internet.
About the clam chowder?
That is, I mean, it could happen at any
it
kind of place.
It gives me chills thinking about that every
day. And I'll just relate this story as we wrap up here. It was a kid who called the Nashua, New Hampshire Bread Company, or Panera, and said, my grandmother is dying. She wants, while she can still eat solid food, she wants some of your clam chowder. And the woman said, it's Tuesday. We only make that on Friday. But what the heck, we'll make you some. And they delivered it. And I guess she ate some of it. And that was her last solid meal.
It was. And it's, that's who we are. We're the neighborhood cafe that wants to go out and be that oasis or that escape for people. And that's what we do. That's just one story. And we do that every single day in most of our cafes across the United States. There's something like that happens. So we're glad that we can be a niche for people like that.
Well, I like change. You know, you have to operate via your systems and your standardization and all that. But, right. You know, if you give your managers a little bit of flexibility to have some entrepreneurship, I mean, I think that's a tremendous thing. Well, congratulations on your success. Keep them flying.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
And thanks for stopping in. And I'll give you a call like Monday morning after that Alabama-LSU game. And we'll chat about how things are going. That's Don Hutchison, who is the operations manager for the St. Louis region for St. Louis Bread Company. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate your visiting here. Hey, we have a giveaway right now on 590 The Fan, KFNS. St. Louis Science Center, they're doing the amazing Nano Worlds. It's been a very big success all through the summer, and it's going to wrap up on Labor Day. I have a family four-pack of tickets to give away to the amazing Nano Worlds at the Science Center. Along with it are four tickets to each of their Omnimax movies that are currently showing. So what you do is give us a call here at 590 The Fan, KFNS, our studio number, area code 314-969-0590. That's 969-0590. And Matt will grab caller number 9, and we'll give you a winner when we come back on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, broadcasting from the Bomberito Automotive Group Studios.